Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those dealing with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. I recently helped pack 1 million meals for Haiti at Southland Christian Church, and I was a team captain, just did a brief welcome, said, "Hi, I'm Greg. Thanks for being here today. We're going to help provide food for those less fortunate and have fun doing it. Any questions?" All of a sudden, somebody said, "Hey, are you that guy on the radio at 8:15 a.m.? And I said, "Yes, I am." And it was Cherise Hollingsworth. She actually went to high school with my brother. And so if she's listening, I want to give her a shout out. But I had a lot of fun that day, got to meet some new people like Cherise. And I just was amazed because this great organization, Lifeline, helped put this together. And then as I found out a little more about them, I found out, surprisingly, they have a local office here in Lexington. Even though they do food packing for places all over the world, they actually just opened a Lexington office. And joining me today is Candy Williams. She is the Lexington Center Director. Candy, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me today, Greg. I appreciate it.
Well, it was such a great experience for me. I've seen lots of different churches pack meals, but first time I participated. But for those maybe who are not familiar about Lifeline, tell us about what Lifeline is.
Lifeline is a nonprofit organization based out of Columbus, Ohio. We are partners with many countries, about 27 countries that we partner with. We do a lot of different things, but the main thing that I do is pack shelf-stable meals for families that are suffering food insecurities.
Well, that's something that, you know, we kind of take for granted, that having three meals and clean drinking water, but a lot of places in the world, that's not true, is it?
That's right. You're right.
Well, one of the things I noticed with, you know, obviously we talked about Haiti, but what are some of the other countries that Lifeline does help provide food for?
Honduras is another one of our main places. We do Somalia. The list, like I said, there's 27, so the list is quite long.
And I think I may have even heard a luncheon I was at recently, possibly even like South Korea or somewhere. Is that right?
So, yes.
So real extremes too there. But then also you all started doing meals locally in the United States in some places too.
Yes, we do provide meals in Arizona. We are partners with a place there. And we can also do an oatmeal pack, which stays right in our own community if we'd like.
Wow, so lots of great options there. Talk about what it's like if somebody wanted to pack meals at the Lexington Center. I guess the first question was, where are you guys located in Lexington?
Yes, we're located just on Regency Road, right near another Maine's Treasure, if you know where that is. We're located there. We're open we're open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Right now we're doing a million meal pack, so you can come 6 days a week right now.
Wow. Well, it's easy to find. It's off Nicholasville Road on Regency Drive there. Easy to find. I know people would be able to get to it easily. Got a really cool location there. So you guys are doing a big event here now. You're trying to pack a million meals by May 15th. What are some of the qualifications? There's like certain ages or abilities. Tell us a little bit about who all can participate in this.
It's for any age, any ability. It's a great family thing. A lot of times, you know, there are age limits to a lot of service projects, but here any age can come. In fact, I had my very first pack, a two-year-old came, and I offered crayons and a coloring paper, but she did not want to have anything to do with that. She wanted to be right up there packing the meals with her mom, her dad, and grandpa, so it was a great time for her.
Well, talk a little bit about it's kind of, maybe this isn't the right term, but I'll use it, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of like the assembly line that you have set up there. I mean, it flows real easily, doesn't it? Talk a little bit about what that's like.
It sure does. Our meals consist of a vegetable. It's a dried vegetable, a powder, which has minerals and vitamins, actually 21 minerals and vitamins. Then we offer a soy, which has more protein than red meat. And then we also put in rice, and those just all go into a bag, and that serves a family of six. We have a pretty good flow. Once you've packed a box, that is 216 meals that we've provided for a family. So it's a great time. It's a fun time that you can just come and again, any age, any ability can do it.
Well, I know that there's always churches looking for things to do, life groups, small groups. Yes. People at work are looking to do things in the community. So it doesn't have to be just a church thing. I mean, it's open to all different types of organizations, isn't it?
Correct. Sports groups, anybody. We can make it happen. We can do birthday parties, anything. Like I said, it's pretty flexible and we can make it happen. Just have your group there and come and pack and make an impact.
What is the minimum for a group to come and do meals? How many do you need to have at least to do it?
At least four. Four to nine makes a table full, and I can hold up to 48 people.
Oh, wow. 48. So, yeah, some athletic teams. I know people are always looking for that. So.
Yes, that'd be a great time to come. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, really, really cool what you could do. So I know people are looking for that. If people wanted to find out more information about it, what's the best way to contact you, Candy?
They can give me a call, or probably the best way is candy.williams@lifeline.org. Email me, and I'll be glad to take care of you.
Well, we'll have all this information available on our website at the podcast, hopeishere.today. And so you can get that at hopeishere.today. That'll be on the podcast early this afternoon. If you're driving, say, man, I can't write that down. What did she say? But, Candy, one of the things I like is the values that you have for your organization. It says to love generously, create possibilities, lead humbly, serve passionately, and ignite adventure. And I know that that's one of the cool things about what you all do is that you get to live those values out every day, don't you?
You're right. You're right. And right now we're just we want to spark people to do mission. You know, a lot of times people want you to go overseas and go on a mission trip, but we get to do this in our own backyard. And I think that's one of the real cool things. You know, we can be hands and feet for Jesus right here in Lexington.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And of course, they can come to your location there, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe also you will go to churches if they have a large enough group to set up. Is that right?
We sure can, yes. I'm not sure exactly what the minimum is of that, but yes, we can go to churches and do a mobile pack, and those are always fun to get a big group of your church friends into it. But if it's a smaller group, yes, we'd love to have you come to the center.
Well, I know that you hear stories of some countries and places where you all have helped just bring hope to people, and that's why I wanted to have you on Hope is Here, because that's definitely what Lifeline Christian Mission does, is provide hope. Because, I mean, man, if you're hungry, you don't have food. I mean, as much as we all need Jesus, if you don't know Jesus, you don't want to hear about Jesus if you're hungry, do you? And so talk a little bit about maybe a couple of stories that you can share of people that have been blessed because of Lifeline Christian Mission's efforts.
Sure will. I actually was able to do a meal pack here in the United States, and then I went on a mission trip. And when I got on the field, actually went to Haiti, we were passing out food, and I looked at the date on those boxes, and believe it or not, it was the actual boxes that we packed back here at the United States. So you talk about goosebumps. I mean, I got to see the entire process from beginning to end, and the blessing that it was to these moms and kids. We have a school in Grand Guave, Haiti, and they serve that meal there every day during the school year. And that is one guaranteed meal that those kids have. So, you know, just to know that we're helping them learn, you know, we're filling their bellies, but yet they're able to learn and be, you know, a great asset to, you know, to their communities.
Well, that's amazing. You know, just like I said, for some of those kids, that'd be the only meal they get.
Right. So. Yes. Yeah, it can be. There was another time that we fed some children at a children's home, and we didn't understand why the kids were not eating. They only took a few bites of the meals. And so we finally asked them, we said, why aren't you eating? Are you not hungry? And they said, we are hungry, but we're going to take the rest of this back home to our brothers and our sisters and our mom and our dad. Yeah, you talk about getting choked up. That was something that all of us on our team just could not hardly believe, that kids would even think about doing that, as hungry as they might be. They were going to take it back home with them.
Yeah, one of the things I was shocked recently, saw a statistic, and you may have even better, more recent information, but that over 80% of the world lives on less than $10 a day. Right. And, you know, when that's talking with families. And so that means there's not food. And so Lifeline, I know that's one of the things that you guys do with that, with people. And the things that I love is just because, I mean, man, that changes a life when they see that, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. Recently, Honduras had back-to-back hurricanes. So we were actually able to send a container there of food and just help, you know, help the people there in their devastation. To just, you know, have some food and have meals and one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like you said, you can fix these meals anywhere where they get them. I mean, it doesn't require, as far as I'm talking about the people when they get them. Yes. I mean, you know.
Right, yeah. It basically, you add water and you've got a meal.
Yeah. And I was amazed at all the vitamins that can be in that. How many did you say? 20?
20, I don't know, a lot. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. There was a lot. But yes, a lot of vitamins and, yeah, more protein than red meat. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
That you can do that. And a lot of people will ask me, have you had these meals before? And I'm like, yes, I have. And they are pretty tasty. They really are.
I'm glad you brought that up. At the luncheon I was at recently, you know, they talked about you're trying to do mac and cheese, but they have not put that out yet because it's not a quality that you feel like is, you know, of the standard that Lifeline wants to have.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we want, if we're going to make mac and cheese, when we want it to taste like mac and cheese.
I thought that was great because, you know, it's like, hey, if we wouldn't eat it, we're not going to serve somebody else. And so you guys really do this with a lot of love. And then you were sharing also that oatmeal's become something that you're also doing.
It is. Yes, we can do that. And again, those, we can keep that right here in our community. If somebody would like to do that and they're partners with a food bank or something, we can do a pack and keep it right here in Lexington.
Wow, that's awesome. How long does it normally take if somebody comes? Is it like a 1 hour, 2 hour? How long does this actually take? It
takes about 71 minutes. What an odd number. But we usually pack for about 45 minutes. And then there's a little bit of cleanup, a little bit of introduction. And then we just show a couple videos of the impact that they're making. We also then have a marketplace, and any items that are purchased in our marketplace just go right back into funding meals for our families.
Well, talk a little bit about that marketplace. That's a great point. I was there that day, and I'm a coffee connoisseur, and I think you even have coffee available. What else is available there in the marketplace,
yes,
Jeff?
Yes, we have coffee, vanilla, T-shirts. Just recently, we got blankets and earrings from Arizona. We try to partner with the artisans in those countries. So, again, we have jewelry, backpacks, books, Lifeline hats and T-shirts. And, again, that all goes right back in to funding meals for families.
Well, I know you've been blessed like I have today hearing about this wonderful organization called Lifeline Christian Mission. They have a location now in Lexington. They just recently opened over off Regency Road, just off Nicholasville Road there, across from Chick-fil-A. Turn on Regency there. You can find it, Lexington Coffee, Tea, and Company. A lot of people know that, too. It's been there for quite a while. Easy to find. A great thing for small groups, athletic teams, a child's birthday party, your office, your company. So many great options there. I want to encourage you to go to the website and check that out. That's lifeline.org. That's lifeline.org, and click on Lexington and you can have more information. For Candy Williams with Lifeline, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to the Hope Is Here podcast.
We want to provide hope to all the wonderful ladies and mothers that listen to Hope Is Here, so we're giving away over $500 in gifts. To register to win, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. This package includes a beautiful leather purse from Draper James, a registration to Twyla Brown's Cue the Confetti Workshop, a professional makeover and makeup session with Paige Johnston, and a basket of Beauty Counter makeup products. And last but not least, a box of Old Kentucky chocolates. Register today at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.